What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's episode is Fate Favors the Fearless. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So if you're somebody who is committed to achieving at a higher level and, you know, growing your business, growing your life, progressing, personally developing, that can be a very scary endeavor sometimes, right? Because there's things that we know we need to do, that we got to get ourselves to do, that we just don't do. And, you know, there's a tactic that I have learned over the years to help me break through the fear, to help me break through and do the things that I know I need to do. And I wanted to share this with you guys because I think it'll serve you at a high level. So fate favors the fearless is something that my coach used to yell at me in baseball in junior college. He used to say, fate favors the fearless. And it kind of got me thinking one time, like, where does the fear come from? Because in baseball, I never really felt fear. Even as a young kid, I never really felt the fear of being up at bat and people watching. And I always wondered, like, why? How come I'm... Because there's other areas I fear, right? There's certain conversations in my life that I would be afraid to have. There'd be certain things, certain endeavors, certain businesses, certain things I'd want to go for that I was afraid to do. And it occurred to me one time that fear is an effect of being unprepared. The reason I was never afraid in baseball is because nobody worked harder than me. The reason I'm not afraid in sales or coaching or speaking from stage is because nobody works harder than me at that. They don't work harder. They may work as hard, but they don't work harder than me. I have spent endless hours working on presentations. I have spent endless hours in role play for sales positions. I have spent endless hours on the phone coaching people. I am ridiculously prepared for it. And as a result, there's no fear. So if there's somewhere in your life where you feel anxiety or you feel fear, it's usually the result of being unprepared in some way, shape, or form. That might be unprepared in your mindset. See, like, my mindset is just battle-tested. It's just been battle-tested and had the crap beat out of it over the last, 30 years. I've just been beat up. I mean, I've gone through all the trials and tribulations that you guys all have too. And it's just, I've been committed to making sure I was mentally tough, like finding a way to win regardless of the circumstances. And that kind of galvanized into this strong mindset. And as a result, you know, I can have life punch me in the face pretty hard and I will just look back at life like, you're in trouble now. When it comes to a sales situation, like if I need to make some sales calls, right? I just made 10 follow-up calls yesterday with some big, big people that are pretty intimidating, and there's just no fear there. Why? I prepared this follow-up the day before, which is a really good idea for salespeople, right? If you are a salesperson and you're afraid of making calls, prepare your leads, prepare what you're going to call the night before as you just walk in and crush it and make sure you role-play your conversations and things like that. You prepare yourself for what you're about to go into. I mean, think about it. If you were to go into a fight or a challenge or a game or something where it meant something and you were unprepared, isn't it natural that that's going to create some fear? Yeah. So what's the point of this podcast today? A, I don't want you to beat yourself up. I want you to forgive yourself and let it go. Let go of the times that you were afraid and you backed down. It's okay. There's nothing that matters except for now and going forward. So I want you to forgive yourself for backing down before. But it doesn't mean you need to back down going forward. Did I say that right? I don't even know if I said that right. But you know what I mean. You back down in the past. Forgive yourself for that. It's okay. Look, you are going through the same things that every winner goes through. Every winner didn't just like, ta-da, bam, I'm winning. And I never had any fear. And I never had, every winner was at one point scared and they had to break through it by preparing. Like it's interesting. Like we just got done with the, Floyd Mayweather was facing Conor McGregor. And it's so interesting. Conor McGregor looked worried in the ring. Floyd Mayweather did not. Why? Floyd has a lifetime, literally a lifetime since he was 4 years old, of boxing every day of his life and being taught by some of the best boxers in the world. McGregor is like a brand new professional. Now, I give him the credit for facing that fear and doing it anyway and getting into it and going. But you can see that being unprepared, no matter how mentally strong you are, if you are unprepared, you're going to be worried. You could see it on his face. So where do you need to prepare? Where are you underplanned? Where are you underprepared? Right? Like whenever I'm working on business plans with people or business strategies, it's always like, well, what's your plan A? Okay, what if plan A doesn't work out? What's your plan B? Okay, what's your plan C? Okay, what's your plan D? Okay, well, what if this folds and happens? What are you going to do with that? And when you've done that, when you've poked enough holes in it for every possible thing to go wrong and you have a plan for it, you're not afraid anymore. I have a mentor of mine and a very good friend who shared with me the worst case scenario, basically taking every situation that you're about to do that you're afraid of and breaking it down to the worst case scenario. Okay, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? And then you write all that out and you just, blah, here's the worst case that could happen. Okay, good. And if that happened, what would you do? And then you find out that the worst case scenario isn't all that bad. The worst case scenario, I would just do this and this and this, and then I'd be fine. Say, okay, great. And then the next level would be, well, what's the best case scenario? What's the upside of doing this? And you start to realize the possibility of you breaking through this fear and doing it anyway. And then you ask yourself, well, what's the most likely scenario? And what you'll find is the most likely scenario is completely acceptable and pretty inspiring in most cases. But when you can accept that worst case scenario and plan for it, when you're prepared, the fear dissipates. It goes away. So if there's anywhere that you are, is it you maybe in fear of having a conversation? Maybe there's a crucial conversation you need to be having that you've been avoiding. Do you need to, is there a business endeavor you've been wanting to go after, but you just haven't had the guts to just go launch it? Is it making sales calls? Is it doing the activities that you know you need to do every single day, but you just step up to the plate and you're like, oh, I can't do it. Where is it? And then all you need to do for that, I want to challenge you to prepare for it. Now that doesn't mean overplan, right? That doesn't mean overplan. 40% planning and then launching. You don't need to be 100% prepared. You just need to be prepared enough to start the activity. Is it skills you need to develop? Maybe you need to develop certain skills. Maybe you need to put certain things in place. Maybe it's your environment. I don't know what it is for you and I don't know where it is, but I do know that fear is just an effect of being unprepared. And if you will prepare yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and with skills and strategy, that fear will dissipate and you'll be ready to take it on. You'll be fearless. And the truth is, if you can break through that fear, fate favors the fearless. It goes in your favor. When those who are unafraid and they just go after what they want, things just seem to work out. You know, there's a baseball story that I always tell everybody about how I actually became a professional baseball player. And one of the big punchlines in that is that life will adjust to your commitments, not the other way around. Once you fully commit and you're fearless and you just go after it, things just start to show up for you. Fate favors the fearless. I'm going to ask you to break through that fear by preparing and then trusting that it's all going to work out for you. It all will work out. Okay, that's what I've got for you today. If you know somebody that could use this message, please share it with them. I'm very grateful for you taking the time to listen to this. If you haven't said hi on Facebook or Instagram or any of the social media platforms I'm on, please come say hi. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and business and be fearless and be relentless in finding a way to win. Talk to you guys next time.